This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Finally back in the saddle. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the highly effective binary trigger. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, we are back, and back off the NRA annual meeting, which I expected to see some changes, and of course I did not get to see those changes. And here to discuss them with me is a like-minded guy who is he's so like-minded that he does the same thing I do, only bigger. And he also had me as a guest on his show yesterday, and I'm not reciprocating. It's hard to nail him down, so I got him joining me. So joining us from Armed American Radio is Mark Walters. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you right now, actually.
There you go.
Right on.
When you saw the announcement that everybody that was embattled was reelected, no problems, unanimous, no opposition, no nothing. What was your first thoughts?
What I just did. Listen, there's been here's my guess, and it's out there. There are some rumors. I was not in the meeting. Obviously, you know that, but
right.
We speak to a lot of the same people. We run in the same circles, and you know, I've heard that. While the vote was quote unquote unanimous means all of those people who voted similarly. That does not mean that everybody voted. So I'm not sure what those numbers are, but like you and everybody else, it was laughable after everything that we had seen with Ali and everything leading up to it. It was, as far as I'm concerned, it was laughable. But that's why when Richard Childress, the second vice president of the NRA, stood up at the board meeting, which is open to members. There were members in there. He was about 2 minutes into his opening when it was motioned that they go into executive session, which was agreed to and seconded, and boom, the doors were closed. And we will never, unless we get a solid leak that we can confirm, really ever know what went on behind that meeting, beyond those doors in that meeting.
The NRA, when they get behind closed doors like that, when they go into executive session, it's a lot like the loyal order of the moose or something, where if you don't know the secret handshake, you're never going to find out what happened, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have a couple of very, very close friends that are very high up on that board, one in particular that is very high up now, and I won't mention any names now, but
sure.
I'm hopeful to get some response from him in the very near future. In fact, I'll be seeing him soon. And I hope to get some type, maybe I can get some type of information as to what went on. My guess was that it was a pretty raucous meeting, but I have no way of proving that.
Do you think we're going to see any board members that didn't vote? Do you think we're going to see any of them deserting? They're going to quit?
No, absolutely not. I don't think so. I think if that were to happen, we probably would have already seen that. I think that would have been, again, just years of educated guesses here. My analysis on that would be that would have been the statement that they made at that time by doing that. I don't think at this stage, if there was anybody there that was against what happened that was going to make that statement, I believe they would have already done it.
Right. So do you think, now, in my opinion, this means that New York State's going to come after them hard. I think they were going to come after them hard anyway. But now that they've done what they've done, and I no indication if they're going to do anything, continue to do stuff with that. And we'll get into the details of some of this stuff in just a minute. Mark and I are just catching up. Don't know if they're going to still do stuff with Ackerman McQueen. Don't know if Josh Powell's gone. I mean, there were a lot of bones of contention out there that...
Well, that we heard about. They're very hard to confirm. We heard a lot of things. And we had a lot of rumors confirmed when... And I don't know about you, what you were doing at that time. I didn't have a chance to talk to you. Of course, we saw each other at NRA, but not during this time. I was following my good friend Stephen Dutowski from the Free Beacons tweet, Twitter feed, throughout the day. And that's where my information was coming in real time. Stephen was there. And that's who we found out and who broke the news that Ali was seen leaving the building and literally flying out. So we knew when he departed that he was not going to be in that meeting. There was going to be an empty chair. And that was confirmed. So some of the information that we got, as it was unfolding, we were able to get confirmed at that time. But, again, I just don't know what we're going to see going forward. But I have a lot to say about it, especially about New York. So let me know when you're ready for that.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One thing that I found quite amusing when I was standing at the Mark was at the 2AF booth. That was the day that Donald Trump Jr. came in there with Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Right,
and,
right.
And whenever Trump shows up at one of these affairs, there's a line outside waiting to see him, and then there's a pile of electronic cigarettes, and you can't carry a gun, and, you know, the Secret Service doing their thing. But when Donald Trump Jr. came out there on the floor where Mark and I were, well, Secret Service was sort of, I don't think they looked very calm, but they did not have control of the area like they do when, they go into the main hall there to hear their dad speak. So that was amusing.
Not that we saw.
Right.
If you watch, this is not the first time I've seen Donald Trump Jr. walk through the halls of an NRA meeting. And here's a couple things I've noticed. And again, educated stuff from seeing it with my own eyes year after year. And what I noticed is, and it wasn't just him, I've seen it before. I remember Romney walking through, you know, a number of years ago. What a rhino loser he is. But nonetheless, at the time, he was running for president. But I digress. What I noticed with Trump is he moves from specific booth to booth to booth. It's not random as he moves through the halls. So I'm pretty sure the Secret Service has a layout of where he's going to go, checks it in advance undercover, and no doubt visits each one of those booths in advance of the entourage.
Right.
That I was able to get confirmed through some friends of mine working at a booth that were there when he stopped there. They could tell. So I think that because the presence on the floor, you're absolutely correct, it's nowhere near what it would have been if it was his father. But, you know, obviously there was a noticeable contingency of armed troops around him. But
yes, there was.
They pretty much kept their distance. They're a pretty safe crowd.
Yeah, I saw the results of the crime report coming out of Indianapolis for the weekend, which none of us were involved in any crime, but we ate a lot of burgers and drank a lot of beer. So
not at Kilroy's. They had a sign up that said, "Please respect the fact that we don't want any guns." So Kilroy's in Indianapolis did not get my. And it's interesting. I walked into Kilroy's with Dr. John Lott, one of his assistants, Alan Gottlieb, myself, and Alan Gottlieb's son, Andrew, after a very long day, as you know, on
right.
the floor. We were kind of heading back to the hotel. We were going to grab something to eat along the way. As many folks do, we walked into Kilroy's Irish Pub. They had a big sign there. And I said, see you later.
We turned around
and walked across the street and went to the Spaghetti Factory, which was better anyway.
There you go. Let me get you to hold up right there. Armed American Radio, that's on Salem Broadcasting. The Weekend Show, The Daily Show, The Armed American Defense Show, and The Armed American Radio Show. The Weekend Show, of course, is the monster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. ArmedAmericanRadio.com, talking to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters. Real quick, give the hours of when you're out there doing plying the trade, if you will.
Sure, sure. Every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern time on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. And then, of course, on Sunday, the giant monster cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios is coming to the nation on about 250-plus radio stations, growing. I've lost count. Not to mention, I don't even know how many digital cable stations. But regardless, it's 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific. And you can do the math in between on your time zones in between the two coasts.
That's right. And you that's go left, Sunday, you drop
every
one.
Sunday.
Every time you go to left, every time you're going left, you need to drop 1 hour. So
drop 1 hour. That's it, baby.
Drop 1 hour. Did you see anything at the NRA show that, or did you even get to go around and look at anything at the NRA show?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've been going to so many of these things over the years. I think SHOT this January was my 19th or 20th SHOT show, and there's really not much that I don't have the time now because I'm usually broadcasting.
Right.
I am broadcasting from SHOT Show on Radio Row, but the NRA show, I'm usually manning the booth with the Second Amendment Foundation, which I've done for a number of years now. So my opportunity to move about the floor is kind of hindered. I do have the opportunity to meet with some sponsors. We've got some new sponsors. We're going to be airing on Armed American Radio in the near future, so I was able to get together with some of those folks. I was also, it was beautiful because the Black Rifle Coffee was right across from me. So I was able to go over there and get that little free shot of black coffee in the morning. And boy, I'll tell you what, that was some powerful stuff. I knocked back one of those little miniature white plastic shot glass cups of that stuff. And boy, about halfway back to the booth, I almost fell down dizzy. That stuff was strong.
It's almost like it should be on a DEA schedule, doesn't it?
Well, I got to tell you, the Black Rifle Coffee guys are not the guys that you want to stay when you're at the booth. Do you have any cream and sugar and some sugar-free vanilla latte mix for this?
Sugar substitute?
You want to do that.
Some soy milk?
Now, you're drinking Black Rifle Coffee black.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it was there, and it was a big help because they were serving coffee throughout the day. But the answer to that is not as much as I would like to.
Right. So, you know, as far as Black Rifle booth was concerned, I got there. And I see everybody going to these pads, these iPads, because they're getting these free coffee mugs, which I didn't want a free coffee mug. I just needed a shot of, you know, some caffeine.
So you got it. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, because they were out. They ran out.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that was the, yeah, I was going back and forth so often.
Okay, so you got all the shares.
You can blame that on me, Ben.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. So
can we go back to New York for a minute?
Absolutely, we can go back to New York for a minute.
I don't want to let that slide because what you brought up with New York is very, very important. I had a lengthy conversation with a number of, let's say, well-known people, and the consensus was the same, that what's happening in New York State right now with the NRA and the rabidly anti-gun Cuomo and the rabidly anti-gun attorney general in the state of New York is the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Right.
This is the freight train that's left the station, and it isn't going to stop. It's barreling down the tracks, and it's not going to stop at the next station known as the NRA. It's going to ram right through it and into it. It's not going to stop. They're not even going to apply the brakes. This has the potential to do devastating damage to the National Rifle Association. Now, there have been and there will be more court challenges. There are subpoenas. The NRA has been warned. And even Trump is involved in tweeting just today, as we speak earlier today. He made the comment in a tweet that the state of New York is illegally using its legal system to, quote unquote, destroy the National Rifle Association. And Trump's response was that, to notify people of that, and that the NRA should pull out. See, most people don't realize the National Rifle Association is a tax-exempt organization, is chartered in New York State.
Right.
People think, why? Why are they in this god-awful, unfriendly place to begin with? Well, because things changed over the years, over the many, many years. The NRA is 140-plus years old, and many, many things have changed over the years. And now we have New York the way New York is, and we have a lying, fascist, rabid, anti-gun, Constitution, freedom-hating, progressive socialist in Andrew Cuomo in the governor's office, and he's going to use every tool at his disposal to crush the National Rifle Association, and he's doing it. And believe me, let's be honest here. The National Rifle Association and Ackerman McQueen haven't done themselves any favors lately.
No. No, they haven't. And it's almost like the moral of this story is that none of these – now, would any of these things about Ackerman McQueen, would any of this have come out if they were not having to do disclosures over all of this stuff that's happening because of what's happening in New York?
Well, I can tell you this, based on everything I've seen, and I think everything that you've seen and what you know,
right,
hence the reason you're asking that question, I believe, I don't think the National Rifle Association wanted any of this out. It certainly wasn't in their best interest for any of it to come out. So I would think that the answer to that is probably, well, I mean, I guess you can put two and two together and make five out of that one if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't think, that, it's not like, I don't think the National Rifle Association in Fairfax said, hey guys, while we're at it, let's expose our relationship with Ackerman McQueen and open the books for everybody to see. Now, you know, that begs another question. And it's fair to ask. Wayne LaPierre, part of the complaint of the group that wants Wayne's ouster is that this guy's enriched himself. You've got the top echelon. These guys are cronies. There's cronyism going on here. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen anything with the National Rifle Association when they come walking. It was a huge entourage. I think the president was walking in a room. They drive out in black Tahoes, $85,000, you know, Suburbans and Tahoes. They're surrounded by armed security. I can promise you, Wayne didn't, when he was taking his hotel room at the convention site, he didn't say to his secretary, see if they have a king bed for me instead of the double queen. Oh, and try to get me something that looks out over the lobby instead of out in a parking lot. Because I guarantee you he was staying in a gigantic suite. And that's part of the complaint that people have. And they, every day I'm getting bombarded. They're wanting more money from me every day.
I got one of those today. Let me get you to hold right there because I'm going to take you. I got two things for you when we get back that I want your spin on. We didn't talk about one of them. Armed American Radio. This is the host, Mark Walters. He has the Monster Cast that comes on the weekends and the 1 hour hit, the guerrilla warfare radio show that happens daily. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor John Bolton calls the situation in Venezuela very serious and delicate.
We see this now as a potentially dispositive moment in the efforts of the Venezuelan people to regain their freedom, which we fully support.
Speaking outside the White House on Tuesday, Bolton says the South American country has been under authoritarian military regime for too long. He said any changes should be made by the people of Venezuela and not external forces. The U.S. strongly supports Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Guaido has called for the Venezuelan people and military to oust Nicolas Maduro, the current president. Tuesday on Capitol Hill, House Democrats used a committee hearing to make their pitch for Medicare for All legislation, and President Trump welcomed 2018 NASCAR Series champion Joey Logano to the White House. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureuriva.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Home of Reformation, the home of Providence. That is franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Now, you were talking about how when Mr. LaPierre is,
right,
he doesn't stay at the Motel 6 or anything like that. He stays at a very nice place and washes his hands with artesian mineral water and such. Now, you hang out a lot.
Too, right?
Yeah. You hang out a lot with Alan Gottlieb and Second Amendment Foundation. In their history, arguably, they've always been like the spec ops guys. They're the ones going to court. They're the ones taking the fight to the courts because, you know, a lot of legislation is done in courts now. So they're there actually fighting that fight there. How big is Alan Gottlieb's entourage?
Well, me and maybe his son. And I stayed with him at the Hyatt place.
Right.
Downtown.
Right.
Not at the hotel where Wayne and the boys and girls were from the National Rifle Association. And I'll end this quickly, but I think it's important. I want to finish where I was on that. I hate to use the left's term of, for example, the optics. But the optics of what I was just describing don't look good. Not when the rest of this is coming out. You've got LaPierre, who 3 or 4 years ago took a $3 or $4 million payout towards his retirement. $3 or $4 million, listeners. $3 or $4 million.
Yeah.
Running the National Rifle Association. An organization that's tax exempt, that is hitting me and you for money every single day because we can't do it without you. And they're paying this money at the top as these people have become multimillionaires running the National Rifle Association. And guess what? The National Rifle Association apparently isn't being run very well. Yeah. So you obviously have a group of people to say, hey, we need to clean house. We need to start with the master bedroom, and we need to make some changes here. That's normal. Now, a couple things come to mind here. Infighting is okay. Families do it all the time. Sure. Look, my wife and I fight. I use this example a lot. I wrote about it in my Ammo Land piece just a few days ago while I was there. And it was, I think mine was one of three pieces addressing this issue at the NRA that they published. I don't go out on the front lawn and fight with my wife. We're not living in a cops episode, at least not yet anyway. We don't want to live that way.
Sure.
We fight behind closed doors. It's a form of communication. And I don't, you know, to those people who are seemingly attacking the NRA from within, and I mean chat room warriors, I see a lot of stuff on social media that are hoping and wishing for the demise of the National Rifle Association. I would ask those folks, you really think that there's something healthy about the collapse of the National Rifle Association for gun owners? You think that's healthy to hand the worst enemies of our freedoms, the Everytown for Gun Safeties, the Bloomberg funded Pied Pipers, the biggest PR coup victory in the history of the battle for gun rights? Do you think that's good for gun owners? It's not. America needs a healthy National Rifle Association. Healthy to the tune it should be 15, 20, 30, 40 million members strong. Think about this, and let me remind you, there's over 100 million gun owners in America and about 5 million members of the National Rifle Association. That number is terribly low. It should be far bigger than that. So the NRA does need some clean out at the top, and I'm going to ask a shady question here, and I want you, listener, to think about this. Why won't Wayne LaPierre resign? Guy's in his mid-70s. He's got death threats every day. He's got to hide behind walls and private security. He's got kids, wife, grandkids. Why is he still hanging around? Ask yourself that question. I don't know the answer to that. He loves it so much he can't get out? Or other folks, and it's not me saying this, other people are asking, what is it he doesn't want anybody to see? Or maybe he's sticking around until they get their house clean. I don't know the answer to that question, but it is a legitimate question, is the point that I'm making.
It is a legitimate question. His payout, by the way, for that year that you were talking about, that was twice the Gun Owners of America total budget.
Well, you asked a great question. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Let me answer your question about Alan Gottlieb. Let me tell you a couple things about the Second Amendment Foundation. Press release is out today. As you know, I'm a member of the Board of Directors for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
Yes,
Alan Gottlieb is the chairman of that board, and I do spend a lot of time with Alan. I talk to Alan probably two or three times a day about lots of different things, sometimes at 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Here's the press release that went out today. 343 gun rights court wins is good news for Second Amendment, says Second Amendment Foundation. Here was the three cases that Alan was alluding to in the press release. Number one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against New York City in its attempt to stay a challenge to that city's handgun law that prevents gun owners from taking their handguns outside of their homes or even the city. The court has already granted review of the case. The city decided to rewrite their law, hoping that the Supreme Court would drop their review of the case. The Supreme Court said, yeah, no, I don't think so, but nice try. Second one, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit against ArmsList. I just met with John at ArmsList 3 days ago, and it was dropped. And this was a case that goes back to a case in October 2012 when they're being sued by the Brady campaign, coming at them relentlessly, alleging that their website was liable for selling a gun for somebody who had a restraining order when it was just a website. It had nothing to do with the sale. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court dismissed the suit. That's huge news. And back to New York State, the Supreme Court dismissed two SAFE Act charges against a man convicted of selling a firearm to an undercover officer in 2014. And this is, yet again, another case brought by rabid anti-gunner Andrew Cuomo and his minions. This is what the Second Amendment Foundation does, and I want to make a point here. Well, I guess you wanted to talk about that earlier, too. Rhonda Azil, did you want to go to Rhonda Azil in the Chicago case?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're coming up. We got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes left in this. Let me ask you this in the remaining 2 minutes, and we'll go to that in the next segment. I had a conversation today with an entity that wants to sort of not discuss NRA out loud. They think it's bad policy, but when I asked, okay, so what do you want to do to rectify the problem? They don't have any input. So what they're trying to do, I guess, is just act like everything's great And I don't find that constructive. What are your thoughts?
No, I don't find it constructive either. And here's the deal. It's already out of the bag. Look, I'm not, and it's very important that listeners understand this, I think both about me and you. Neither of us are shills for the NRA. As far as I know, you're not paid by the NRA. I've never been on their salary payroll, ever. They've never asked me to say anything on their behalf or not to say anything on their behalf, because they probably know I wouldn't either way. If I want to talk about what's going on, I'm going to talk about it. But I'm also calling for a strong National Rifle Association. I didn't make up the news here. They did it to themselves. Whatever's happening is happening, and we have every right to talk about it. Sweeping it under the rug is playing right into the hands of the enemies of freedom, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with that. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, Mark and I were sitting there in a booth, and we both had been quoted on an article that David Kodria wrote, and we probably were persona non grata, except they were trying to, and that was an Ackerman McQueen thing too. So,
and most NRA members, believe it or not, up until the last probably 6 or 7 months, had never even heard of Ackerman McQueen.
Nope. That's
what does that tell you? Okay, that's part of what a lot of people at the top don't like, and this is an epic battle. This dates back to the 70s when Neil Knox was fighting for the heart and soul of the National Rifle Association. Watch it unfold. It's unfolding in our eyes. Hope to God it doesn't cause some type of complete collapse of the NRA. That would be terrible for the Second Amendment going forward.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, and I'll tell you why when we get back. Armed American Radio, that's at Salem Broadcasting. Mark is out there. He does this 6 days a week, just like I do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out. Check them out. Put a video out today about the Reformation rifle, which is not a rifle. It's a firearm. It's a rifle. So I misspoke right there. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holsters studio, right? Is that right?
I'm sitting in the Crossbreed Holster studios looking at the microphones and the monitors and all the blinking lights. Cool stuff goes with it. Yep.
The radio lifestyle is so gripping. It is so gripping. And let me say this before we go off into this. All this stuff about Ackerman McQueen and everything, I have no desire to see the people at NRA TV go down in flames. But the fact of the matter is that you and I dwarf them as far as how many people we reach. Isn't it?
Nobody's watching that stuff. The only, you know, that's a fact. Nobody's watching it. It was $42 million in bailouts. So this is what's causing people to look at these numbers. And unfortunately, you've got to look at the top of the NRA and say, who the hell's making these decisions? And meanwhile, they're sending me and you, well, they don't anymore. I got off the list a long time ago. I just basically said, stop it, you guys. And yeah. I did, because I knew how to do it. But they're bombarding millions of people with mail out seeking funding. Meanwhile, big payouts up top. Ackerman McQueen's billing $42 million. The left hand doesn't seem to know what the right hand's doing. That doesn't look good. And again, I hate to use the term bad optics, but it's bad optics.
Well, I mean, one thing I notice, and NRA TV was there in force. Like, everything was great. And their show that they put on is outstanding. When I used to see Cam Edwards on Radio Row, now I can look at you and Mike Gallagher. Mark and Mike Gallagher both are at Salem Broadcasting. Arguably, you are much bigger than Cam is. I don't know where you are in relation to Mr. Gallagher, but you two are both with a major network, and you show up there with a Comrex Access Portable and a couple of laptops and some Tascam TR-40s and some Quasar camcorders, and that's as far as you take it.
And so does Mike Gallagher, and so does Lars Larson. Same equipment.
Yeah.
We share the same things.
So, but when Cam shows up, he's got 60-inch monitors so he can watch himself do a radio show. There's a 60-inch monitor so we can watch him do a radio show. I've never been a big big fan of watching a radio show. I like to listen to them. I don't like to watch them. Well, not unless there's something fun going on.
Yeah. Road, isn't it?
Yeah. So that kind of appearance of them being big has never is it fair to sit back and say that Ackerman McQueen has been committing fraud?
I couldn't say that at all. I'm not in any position to say that at all. What I can say is it appears that part of that freight train we were talking about in New York is trying to find that out. And we all know when you put a rabid anti-gun machine with unlimited wealth, literally, because you're talking about state money at that point in time, I could make anybody look bad. You give me $1 billion and let me tear through everything in your house, I'll find something on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
If not, I'm going to create the visual, and you can't stop me.
The appearance of impropriety. Yep.
So, none of that's good for the National Rifle Association. And again, this isn't really, I'm not giving you my opinion on that. It's this stuff is already out there. I'm not breaking news with you or anything. We're just simply discussing. Look, this was a big story on the Wall Street Journal, top of the Drudge Report, AP. Now they're talking about it in China. It's on international news. It was on, 2 days ago at the National Rifle Association. It was Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today. It's been in every major publication in the country. And this is not something that Mark and Bill just made up. We're just simply reacting to it. And I'm reacting to it simply as a member. That's all I am, as a member.
Yep. Did you notice today that there was an absence after all of that full court press? It just went quiet.
Yeah, I think so. But you got to keep in mind, too, you can go back to past NRA meetings, annual conventions every year. And let's not overlook the fact that over 85,000, I haven't seen the number, but it's going to be between 80 and 90,000 as it is always every year. 80 to 85,000, 90,000 Americans, freedom-loving Americans, packed the convention center in downtown Indianapolis. I saw everything from Middle Eastern attire to female to minority female to male to minority male to white female to white male. I don't – maybe there were aliens there masquerading as us. I don't know. But I saw every walk of life in a cross-section of America there all – day long at that booth. I talked to people whose accents were so thick I could barely understand them. I can promise they weren't born in Indy, and there they were. I saw Sikhs, whatever they are, walking around. Everybody was there. So that's overlooked. The media doesn't say that. The media doesn't talk about that. Go read that stupid kid David Hogg's tweet. If this kid's getting in more insufferable every day. He's attacking Donald Trump today. Look at this. The president of the United States is giving a speech at the National Rifle Association. There's your $30 million, you puppet. I mean, this kid's just an insufferable little punk at this stage of the game, tweeting out about whatever he wants, and goes on. It just, the media just swallows it.
Yeah. I try not to get on. I follow you on Twitter. I see what you put out there. I mean, I have barely a Twitter presence at all, and it's just because of people like young Mr. Hogg, who probably, I would imagine Mr. Hogg's getting into college is probably on par with that of Lori Loughlin's daughters, perhaps, or maybe it's just because he...
I don't know.
Maybe it's just...
I'm glad he's going to college, because the kid needs an education badly. He has no earthly idea what he's talking about. And I'm glad you're not on that Twitter feed. I get you out there from time to time. I hit yours. But it's such a hateful place.
It is.
I don't look at it. I don't go. I don't get news from it. If I'm following somebody like what was happening at NRA, that's a different story.
Right.
But a Twitter feed is not something that I sit and flip through with my thumb when I'm trying to barbecue and grill or take some downtime. It is not. It's not a Twitter feed. It's not what I'm looking at. So it's just a hateful, horrible place.
Yeah.
And fake, by the way. It's cyber. Get off the phone. Put the phones down. Go light some charcoal. Make a Manhattan. Make yourself a Maker's Mark, beautiful Maker's Mark Old Fashioned. It's but this weekend is Kentucky Derby, right?
Yep.
Have a mint julep for crying out loud and grill a steak. Put the phones down.
Put the phones down. Forget about the politics. Take a moment. Just be human. And because it'll still be waiting here for you.
That's the sad part.
That's the sad part. Although the good part, though, that I delight in is our audiences. We have the same people. Some of them, not all of them, without a doubt, but we have a lot of people listen to you, listen to me. I get messages. Hopefully you'll get messages about tonight. I'll get messages about tonight. But, you know, let's just say that those that you don't catch, I try to catch them. So we're covering pretty much everybody out there as much as we can. And in the interim, well, you know, I'm going to keep on banging the drum. I know you will keep on banging the drum. I can't stand the apathy. I can't stand the fact that we have so much apathetic nonsense going on right now.
Well, a lot of that has to do with, we ask the question, how come gun owners can't bring a million people to Indianapolis for this convention? How come we can't put 500,000 people at a march in Washington for Second Amendment rights like the rest of them can, the antis can? And there's an answer for that. Because we already have, listen, you got to remember, we're simply defending what we have. We're defending something. They're trying to take something away from us that we have. We're simply defending from that. And you have to remember, because we have it, is why we have apathy. I'll tell you why. When people say, ah, man, nobody's coming to get my guns, they look at their gun safe. Their gun safe's full. They can go down to the high-caliber gun shop right down the street, buy whatever they want today. Obama's president. I never stopped me from buying a gun.
That's going to have to be the last word. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
God bless you. Thank you for everything you're doing, Bill. Can't wait to see you again.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, hour number two, this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 4-0.